From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. A Missouri House candidate accused of rape by a fellow Democrat denies the allegation, saying he and the woman have been, quote, intimate, but their interactions were consensual. Stephen Roberts Jr. said in a statement yesterday that the allegations leveled by Cora Faith Walker are, quote, unequivocally false. Walker accused Roberts of victim shaming and says she stands by her allegations in an interview with the Associated Press. Walker and Roberts both won St. Louis area Democratic primaries and are unopposed in the general election. Walker alleges Roberts invited her to an apartment on August 26th. After a couple of glasses of wine, she says she remembers nothing but woke up in a bed. But Roberts, who hasn't been arrested or charged, says everything that happened that night was, quote, absolutely consensual. Police declined to comment, but Roberts' attorney has confirmed an investigation. The University of Missouri says it has temporarily suspended a fraternity after a hazing incident. The university announced the action against the Kappa Alpha fraternity yesterday, but provided no details about the alleged hazing that occurred last week. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the suspension comes after police investigated a report last week of an underage student who was taken from the fraternity to a hospital with alcohol poisoning. Police spokesman Letitia Strower says the investigation into that incident is ongoing. A second fraternity, Delta Upsilon, was temporarily suspended last week after members were accused of yelling racist and sexist slurs at black students outside the fraternity house. That investigation is also ongoing. A federal judge has dismissed a $40 million civil rights lawsuit alleging police used excessive force against Ferguson, Missouri protesters after the 2014 police shooting death of Michael Brown. U.S. District Judge Henry Autry ruled Friday that the plaintiffs, quote, have completely failed to present any credible evidence proving the questioned police tactics involved malice or bad faith. Autry also found protesters ignored repeated warnings to disperse and that the officers named as defendants were entitled to immunity from the lawsuit. The protesters said Monday that they would appeal. The sometimes violent protests followed the August 2014 death of 18-year-old Brown, who was black and unarmed, by white Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Wilson was later cleared by a grand jury and the Justice Department. Missouri gubernatorial candidates recently revealed their stances on education funding in advance of the November 8 election. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster tells the Associated Press he'll fully fund the state's foundation formula, quote, as quickly as possible. Republican former Navy SEAL officer Eric Greiten says the focus should be on results in the classroom, not necessarily more money. The Associated Press also asked Koster and Greiten whether there should be a cap on fees at public universities. Koster says he's open to examining the question, while Greiten says it's important to have a plan to provide world-class education in the state. The head of the Kansas City library system says he's outraged that prosecutors are still pursuing charges against a man arrested after asking questions during a library discussion about the Middle East peace process and an employee who tried to intervene. The Kansas City Star reports that although the arrests occurred in May, the library system didn't go public with its opposition until last Friday. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.